to your mobile.
Okay, I'm in for DJC.
You caught me putting a piece of gum in my mouth. I'm just wired up. Oh, shoot. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How you getting along with the question?
We mowed grass yesterday, and so got a lot of pain today, but it usually takes me about 3 days to get over that, but I enjoy it. Looks like down the line it may rain, pop up storms as usual, but nothing like what you're getting out in the Midwest.
Not at all. Am I getting in the repeater okay? I'm on low power, but I'm up there on my mobile rig.
Absolutely, 100% quieting. I'm surprised.
10 watts, maybe. It may not be for 5. I've got it hooked up to my little periodic in, my log periodic, 4-5 of them up here. I've been listening to bands. It's been kind of, haven't been quite as busy lately. It's just I think propagation ain't quite as good as it has been in the past few weeks, but the last few days have been kind of pretty quiet out there.
I think they had some CMEs and sunspot activity, Jerry. The numbers have been pretty good, around, 140, 150, but whenever you get those coronal mass ejections and stuff, it louses things up. The only notable one I picked up in the last few days was San Marino, and it's just a little country in Italy. But Italy's usually easily gotten anyways, but not that particular one. It's about like the Vatican in size, I suppose.
Pretty good, actually. I'm working on some wire antennas to see if I can get some up outside. Maybe it may help me out a little bit instead of using my little whip on my aircraft. I'm looking at a, maybe I may pick up a 100-watt rig, too, just to have as a backup, you know, to use inside. I'm trying to figure out how to get my feed point out there. I think about using maybe an offset type of, well, I guess you'd call it a long wire, but it's not really a long wire, so it'd be using a 4-to-1 unknown with it and just kind of get it off center where I could run it out the window here and use polish that wire out. And get to that way, put enough coax on it to drop the feed point down, and have the counterboards, up about maybe 4 or 5 feet off the ground, maybe just as a temporary type thing, or may just be able to run all the way to the ground. I don't know, but I think if I run that unknown, I'll be able to get it off the radio, and it's the tuner should tune it, I guess.
Idea. Last year I put up a 160 meter, it's vertical, but it's up there about, I'd say 50 or 60 feet on one of my big oak trees, and I've got to wait on this car, doggy detailing to get out of my way here, but you know, I haven't been overly impressed with it, and it was rather expensive to build, but it has a counterpoise with it, Jerry. And let me get these flashers going so this Jeep don't run over me. They're working on something up here, DOT. But every once in a while I'll snag a country with it, but it's not as good as it was reported from other people, and it's quite a lot of work, you know. You got to set up the counterpoise, which is 3 4x4s, and then run the wire back and forth between it, and it was just a lot of work, and about $250 worth of wire, you know, and might not be much to somebody, but it was to me.
Wire gets expensive when you start running that much of it. I had a guy build me up a 9-to-1 think it's 26 gauge. And I'm going to get that Davis RF. They make a good version of this steel with this copper coated. It's real small. You can't really see it, but it's only rated for about 10 watts, which would be fine for the QRP stuff. But I've been looking at that new Yaesu field portable type radio they have right now. It's got a QRP. The QRP is up to about 10 watts on DC and 5 watts on battery. It's got a 100-watt module you can add to it, and I think about maybe getting something like that. It's a little more money I want to put into it, but that way I will have I run QRP most of the time, and I'll be able to have that 100-watt as a backup, because the bands ain't going to be, as they start getting, you know, start kind of dwindling down or something, I'll have to have a 100-watt radio of some type or another. But that 9-to-1, I think I can run it. I believe I can run it, if I'm not wrong. I think I can run it like about 35 feet on a radiator end, and run maybe 25 on the counterpoise end. And I think I can run it out the window and feed it at the bottom too. So anyway, I've got some options here that I'm working on. The guy that did it, it's just a toroid and wound, and it's a real small thing. It just hooks up to a PNC connector. But I wanted that transformer on it just so I could run it off the radio instead of having to hook it directly up to the radio like you do one of those binding post type or long wires. And plus, I don't know, I think it tunes better with the unknown on it as well.
Nice to have some options. I have the Super Loop, and then I have the long Carolina Wyndham, which is 265 feet, and then I have that vertical, and I can swap between them with an antenna switch. And a lot of times, like the other night, I couldn't hear anything on the Carolina Wyndham of this station I was trying to get, and so I flipped it over to the Super Loop, and there it was. Sometimes it's vice versa, but it's good to have options. And I work QRP stations now and then, and I like to work those POTA stations. There's been quite a few of those on lately, all over the place. Well, I think that'd be a lot of work setting up those POTA stations.
That's what I do more of that than anything, Tom, because they listen out for QRP. A lot of them are QRP themselves, too. I think I got 475 different parks so far with that, you know, with my little aircraft. And I've got everything but Alaska, Hawaii, statewide in the parks. Those two are kind of difficult because I can't, it'll get on 15, but it won't go down to 12 or 10. And that's one of the reasons I'm looking at Yaesu. Yaesu covers everything from VHF, UHF as well, and that'll kind of just consolidated into one deal, so I can have just one radio up here moving around if I need to. And that way I'll be able to take this mobile and either move it or sell it or something, because I don't really need it after that. And plus it's got, it's supposed to have a really good receiver as compared to some of the other ones. I don't know how it is on CW. It remains to be seen, but there's one guy out in Nebraska. It works, uses it, runs at YZ710, which is 100 watts. It's pretty inexpensive radio, but he's got a good signal coming in here all the time at 100 watts from there. And I don't have any trouble picking it up. And I'm down about 3 dB or 4 dB on receive, but it doesn't sound too bad on his end, because he does a... He records everything in video, and you can hear him. And he notes every station he contacts in his videos, which is pretty cool. I mean, you just hit a little link to it, and he can hear your call sign and see what your signal sounds like on the other side. But I think that's what I'm doing, because it's got that modularity where I can add that 100 watt later if I want to. It's not cheap, though, but you can add the antenna to it or a fan, and but it is VHF, UHF as well, so it does everything from 6 to, I don't know where it does 169, I know it does 6 and up, so sometimes a 6 meter open's coming up, sometimes 10's open too, but I want to stick to CW, because I did a little better on QRP with CW, but, you know, having single sidebands and options always, always there, and plus I got my, I can do single sideband or FM on the VHF, UHF side too.
TR with N2DJC. Yeah, the CW always seems to get through better than the single sideband, that's for sure. I worked a guy on POTA, it's been 6 months ago or so, that I hadn't talked to in 15 years, Jerry, and I saw him, and he was at a park up in Kansas. And it was N2UHC, and we used to get on CW, and he done racing intercepts for the Air Force at that big ring antenna over in Europe there in Great Britain. The elephant ring, they call it. You ought to Google that sometime, the elephant ring. And he just sat there and do that at about 40 words a minute. Those rescues are good CW operators, but we would start out, you know, 15, 20 words a minute and then start up. He'd always beat me, but my gracious, that guy could copy CW. He was really good, and he lived in a little bitty town out there in St. Paul, Kansas. That was really neat, and he sent me a card and wrote me a letter.
I've worked with a few guys in Kansas. I can work into Kansas and Missouri pretty easy, and Nebraska, and I work both the Dakotas. The Dakotas are a little harder because the one guy that comes on that POTA pretty regularly, he's a QRP only guy, and he's usually running about 3 watts, but I did get him, and I was able, as a matter of fact, I got outside yesterday for just a little while, and the bands weren't good. I worked a guy in Wyoming, he's on there pretty often. He had a good signal coming in. There's a good bit of QSB on his end. It, man, it opened up just a little bit around 7:30 yesterday evening, and I started hearing some West Coast stations, but they were still, you know, just barely above the noise. I think if I get a wire antenna out there, you know, I'm going to put something up where I can just take it up and take it down, you know, and maybe, you know, run out to the top floor, end up here and run out there and take it down whenever I need to, and I have it out there all the time. But that remains to be seen. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it yet. But anyway, it looks like an option because it's pretty decent. But, and you can still work stuff in when bands aren't good. But, you know, sometimes, you know, 25 watts even more is better than 5 sometimes. But 100 will give you a little bit of advantage. But yeah, I've worked a lot of guys out in the Midwest. As a guy in Colorado, I work pretty often. You know, I work him pretty often. And the guy in Utah, I work. He's mostly QRP, and I work him often. He's running with his 18 or 19 foot vertical portable antennas. I can't remember the name of it now. But he runs about 4 or 5 radials out from the side. And I thought about trying one of those one time, Tom, but, you know, I've got transformers like in three gears here in the backyard, and I don't know where the vertical would be. Might be a little too noisy in the backyard, N4DJC.
So, I've been told. I know Dave, KB4CBA, has put up a vertical, and I think he's going to run a couple of radials with it. So if you hear him, you might see how he's doing. But we've arrived down here at Aldi's, Jerry. I enjoyed talking to you as usual. Glad to hear you're still doing all right. I'm doing okay. I still have ups and downs. I got a renal ultrasound to be taken this Thursday. So we'll see how things are progressing. And sometime here later this month, I think it is, large kidney stones. I don't want to go through that again. Good Lord. Talk about painful. Anyways, We gotta go in here and then run over to Wally World and head back home. Talk to you later, Jerry. Into DJC. In 0TR73, Jerry.
Glad to hear you're doing okay. I know that was an ordeal. And those ultrasounds ain't nothing to those anyway. Hopefully everything is progressing well with it, but that's a lot of work to have done. A lot of work to have done and still be active. But everybody needs to take it easy and be careful driving out. There's a bunch of crazy ones out there. Talk to you later. 0TR in 4DJC.